Thank you. Okay, before I begin with my presentation, I want to acknowledge that this work was funded through the National Institutes of Health grant in collaboration with the University of Texas Medical Branch Center for Rehabilitation Research using large data sets. And before I begin talking a little bit about our work, I just wanted to introduce to you this center, which is a multi-partner initiative. And I have a pleasure that we have our collaborator right now in our audience, Dr. Amol Karmarkar. So the center's charged with education and training in developing data directories. And the center also funds pilot projects, and they have visiting scholars program. And you can find more information about the center at the at rehabsciences.utmb.edu/r24. And this is the title of our presentation today. And my name is Arun Karpur, and I have no relationships to disclose. So essentially, we are motivated with this idea that there are over 30 national survey data sets that exist that collects information on disability and health and community living. And each one of it has its own definition, the wordings differ, across the surveys it differs as to how they identify people with disabilities and also the indicators of health and well-being. For example, the Medical Expenditure Panel Survey, the MEPS, alone it has about 3,500 variables. So in this world of big data research, finding data you need within the big data itself becomes your lifelong journey. And that's been and that's been my experience working with these large data sets, and I'm sure Amol can also relate to that sentiment. In this project. So what we did in collaboration working with the UTMB Center is to identify ways to make these data sets more accessible to researchers in rehabilitation and health by summarizing what is in it there and also by providing tools for you to be able to compare across these different data sets. So today I'm going to talk about two of our products that we have. Before I start talking about what we have here on our PowerPoint, I must apologize for the fact that I would have liked to have an internet connections so that I could have demonstrated this within the presentation. But unfortunately, in San Francisco, California, it costs about $450 for us to get internet connection within our presentation. So I thought being a part of APHA, that's a little bit too expensive for us to be able to afford. So what I have right now on the PowerPoint slides are the screenshots of the tools and products that we have developed. And I'm going to basically talk about two of those products that we have up on online. So the website where these products are housed, it is www.disabilitystatistics.org. So we have these two products on this particular website. So the first product that I'm going to be talking about is called the Rehabilitation Research Cross Dataset Variable Catalog. And the second data product that we have is Rehabilitation Data Directory. So first, let me start talking about the Rehabilitation Data Directory, and then I'll talk about the cross data set data catalog. So the data directory was essentially established to provide a sort of metadata to provide summary of all different national survey and administrative data set and provide metadata introducing each one of these data sets to the rehabilitation researchers. So you have a summary description of data collection objectives. We have listing of health conditions, disability measures, and outcomes. We have information on study design and sample size. We have information in terms of if you are interested in knowing more about that particular data set, whom you should contact, and some technical resources that are associated with those data sets are also available. And as a team working in collaboration with our friends at UOTMB, we summarized few of the strengths and weaknesses of each of these data sets. So currently, we have information available for up to 33 different national and administrative data sets. There is a likelihood that we may also add a few more during the coming year of our work. So in this slide, I'm showing a screenshot of the rehabilitation dataset directory. And in this screenshot, what you can see is that there are different ways for one to be able to get information about all the 33 different data sets. One of the ways is you can search by criteria. You can search by a given data set. So, for example, if you know that data set a little bit, you might have heard at a conference and you want to look up what's in it there, then you can just directly go to each data set. And you can also do a full text search about a particular term that you have and you want to make a search, and it'll show which of the data sets have those terms mentioned. So let me talk briefly about the search type one, where there are different criteria. So, for example, you can search the data sets by the unit of observations, sponsoring agency, study design, sample population, data type, data access requirement, disability measures, and health conditions. So under each one of them, there are other subcategories based on your interest. So if you are searching by unit of observation, you want data set that has information on geographic areas, like at the county level information, then you can click there. And then it will walk you through to a point where it will give you a summary of those data sets that has county level data available in their data structure. Then, as I said, you can also individually look up a given data set. So for example, if I want to see BERFUS data, and I can click on that, and it will provide you the summary. And then, as I said, you can also do a full text search. So once you select, once you do a search, the search results are displayed in this fashion where there is a data set name, so it will be a table. So data set name, study design, data type, unit of observation, data access requirement. So this is a brief description and output of your search queries. Now, for example, if you were to then say for the Medicare cost report files, if you're interested in that, you can see view full profile. That means to say this is, at this stage, it is a summary. Then you can see a full profile, and it will display all the information about this given data set in terms of the name, the summary of the data set, so what it is, like the cost report files are used in order to compute cost-to-charge ratio and determine costs of providing services by different institutions. So this is kind of a brief description of what this data set is all about. And then we also provide some certain key terminologies that you can use to make any search. And the design of this study, whether it's a cross-sectional or longitudinal, then the data types here, in this case, it's an administrative data or if it is a survey data. So we have mentioned that. And we mentioned sponsoring agency in the full profile. So that's essentially our first product that we wanted to showcase. One that is a metadata of all 33 national survey and administrative data set that consists of information on disability, health, and community inclusion and living. The next product that I'm going to talk about is the cross data set variable catalog. And this is again a pilot tool that we have developed to, and we have currently we have six major data sets into this tool. Here we describe the specific data sets in detail by demographics, disability and medical conditions, employment, health behaviors, health access and utilization, healthcare costs, and health insurance. So these are the, across these topics, we have split all the variables existing in these different six surveys. Again, if you were to visit the website, it will take you to this particular link where you can see on this page that under the topic, you can see demographics, disability and medical conditions, employment, and other topical areas. And then you can see that there are six data sets that we have up there for which you have information. So we have information for health and retirement study. We have information on medical expenditure panel survey data. We have information for national health and nutrition examination survey data. We have information on the national long-term care survey. We have information on National Survey for Children's Health, and we have information for Survey of Income and Program Participation. So these are the six national data sets for which we have information in detail, and the information is split across these different topical areas. So, and what one could also do is when they click on the link that is available on the top part of these columns for each data set, it'll show up a window to provide, again, the metadata description of what is consisting within each of those data sets. So each one of the topical areas are divided, again, into subtopics, and they can also branch down into more smaller units. So, for example, under demographics, we have age, education, gender, marital status, race, ethnicity, and under disability and medical conditions, it branches out into activity and functional limitation. And under activity and functional limitation, you have ADL, functional limitation, general, and IADL. Now, one thing you might want to make a note of is that we have tried as much as possible to come closer to the ICF framework in describing all of this, but this is still not ideally described in that particular framework. And the reason is that all different national surveys have a different way of collecting information. The scope of the collection of information varies across these surveys, so it was difficult and very challenging for us to kind of put everything into one bin and cut across these different national surveys to make this information available. So in certain places, you might see a little uncomfortable inconsistencies as you would browse through this. But this has been our effort to provide information. For example, you wanted to know that which of the national surveys has information on ADL. So you can click, and it'll select all the surveys that has information on ADL. And so if you wanted to know more about a given survey, so medical expenditure panel survey, and you wanted everything about what is available in the area of disability and health expenditures, access to healthcare, and all of those variables, you can just select that survey. And those variables will be outputted for you after you make a search. Then you can also use keywords, again, to do search across these data sets. One of the most important feature of that is the outputs that you get. So the output that you get is actually the survey question and responses to each of those questions. And you can download all of that into a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet. So if you want to compare the disability-related questions across medical expenditure panel survey, the National Health Nutrition Examination Survey, or the National Survey of Children's Health, all of that gets stacked up for you to be able to compare across these national surveys to understand which best fits your research question and your research needs. So this is about the two products that I wanted us to showcase, and I thank our partners from UTMB for providing the support and being our partners in this project. So any questions you have, we'll take it at possibly at the end.
Can you just repeat the email, the website?
Sure, I will. So the web address where these products are housed is www.disabilitystatistics.org. Yes, that is the rehabsciences.utmb.edu/r24. And this website has information on the CRRLD project, and you'll get additional information there.